Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Come Saturday morning, as the hit song goes, BBC America will turn into a place for nature and natural history. That will be the Saturday mandate going forward, known as Wonderstruck. BBC America Executive Director Courtney Tomasma, or Tomasma, actually, joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. And the Little Mermaid is going live Tuesday night on ABC. We'll have the details next half hour live from Walt Disney Studios in L.A. from executive producer Katie Mullen. Also ahead, Apple TV Plus's debut is less than a day away. The Immigrant comes to life, our classic trivia question, and what's up now with Sideways Smile and Radical Cram School from Christina Wong. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, and happy Halloween to all of you. It's Simon Applebaum live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a trio of audiobooks free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Again, a wonderful holiday and Halloween afternoon to you and all. Hope all is going great to get ready to trick-or-treat tonight. Happy to have you with us again for the program All About Television special Thursday edition on this final day of October 2019. Happy to have you aboard. Two wonderful guests coming your way in the hour ahead, and we invite you to be with them and be interactive with all of us. All you have to do is get your thoughts together, pick up the phone, and call in at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. We got chat room and business for you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, so go ahead and use it. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Pick up the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions, other people can be live with you. 69 degrees at the top of the hour here in the Big Apple, and that's where we will hear Courtney Tomasma from BBC America after these news notes. All systems remain go for Apple TV Plus's debut tomorrow morning. 6 series and 1 special will be available opening day, all original. 4 scripted live-action series, The Morning Show, C, For All Mankind, and Dickinson. The other programs, the documentary special The Elephant Queen, live-action Helpsters, and Ghostwriter from Sesame Workshop, plus Snoopy in Space Animated Short Subjects. That's Snoopy in Space Animated Short Subjects. Servant, the psychological saga by M. Night Shyamalan, will join the scripted series lineup on November 28th. A jump the gun move today from Amazon. Season 2 of Jack Ryan, with John Krasinski in the title role, is out now, one day before the scheduled release. Krasinski used social media this morning to alert Amazon's Prime Video users of the switch in time. In other Amazon TV news, Leslie Mann will join the cast of The Power, the adaptation of Naomi Alderman's best-selling novel. El Chapo creator Silvana Aguirre and producer Camila Jimenez have formed The Immigrant. It's new content venturing to Latino subjects and themes. Freeman will take a 25% stake in The Immigrant, which will specialize in drama series and docuseries, the United States, and global play. Aguirre and Jimenez will operate from Los Angeles, Mexico, and Spain. Now, our last item is one Discovery Channel wants you to see and believe. Trust me. On December 4th, Discovery will debut Man vs. Bear. Yes, you got that right. Man versus Bear, where 3 grizzly creatures from Utah match their endurance skills against 3 members of our species. CBS Sports Radio host and commentator Brandon Tierney will co-describe the competition with wildlife expert Casey Anderson. You got to believe this, folks. This is not a trick. And you'll have to see if anyone or any bear has treats coming their way. Once again, that series is premiering on December 4th on Discovery. And that is news notes for today. Now, no trick, all treat. Joining me live here in New York, the executive director of BBC America, Courtney Tomasma. Courtney, welcome in.
Hi, Simon. Happy Halloween.
And a happy Halloween day to you. And certainly a very big day coming up 2 days from now. Tell us about Wonderstruck.
It is. This Saturday, November 2nd, BBC America will be launching a new micronet, which is a word that describes sort of a network within a network. BBC America will be transforming into Wonderstruck. 24 hours straight of the very best nature programming on the planet. We will be showcasing the Planet Earth Collection. And it will all be in an environment specifically designed to enhance the very real benefits that we know through through a study we did this year, the benefits that we know people get from watching nature programming.
How long has BBC America looked at the idea of taking one day on the schedule and making an all day devoted to a subject?
It's interesting. We've been airing nature programming at BBC America for about a decade, and really saw an incredible renaissance around the nature genre with the launch of Planet Earth 2, followed the next year by Blue Planet 2 a couple years ago. Both shows broke multi-year highs for viewership around natural history programming. We saw incredible response from our viewers, from critics, from our advertisers. This kind of content was just really resonating in a new way, and we really have been scaling up our offering ever since to meet viewer demand. And then earlier this year, we just thought, gosh, there's got to be something really interesting happening that's leading to the popularity of this content now. So we commissioned a study from a cultural anthropologist named Susan Krejnica to really dig into why nature programming was sort of having this moment. What was resonating now, what kind of benefits were people receiving from the content, and it was really the findings of that study that inspired this idea to launch Wonderstruck.
Originally, this day part was going to be called Project AWE, A-W-E, as in awesome. So what provoked the title change from that to Wonderstruck?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Project AWE was sort of our internal, you know, code name for what we were trying to do, which was figure out how to really present and package this incredible nature programming in an environment that is like nowhere else on television, and that would give viewers all of the incredible benefits that we know nature programming provides. So we were using Project AWE as our code name because one of the key benefits that the programming provides is this sense of awe. It's one of the most awe-inspiring types of programming probably in the world. The study that we did showed that nature programming provided a lot of the same benefits as actually direct experience with nature. So just by sitting in front of your TV and watching an hour of this content, people feel more relaxed. We saw an actual reduction in anxiety for people from before and after watching nature programming. We heard viewers talk about how they felt less lonely after watching this kind of content because it made them feel connected to something bigger than themselves. This programming promotes gratitude, feeling it's incredibly life-affirming content, and people talk about emotions like awe and wonder and inspiration as a result of watching it. So we took that idea of awe and really tried to dig in. That was Project AWE, which we spent the better year working on, to think about how do we deliver an awe-inspiring experience to viewers year-round. And we decided what bigger way to do it than to dedicate an entire day of our schedule, 24 hours every Saturday, to this incredible library of Planet Earth programming, all in an on-air environment that's designed to enhance those feelings of awe and wonder and inspiration.
The project is called Wonderstruck. It's a whole Saturday, starting this coming Saturday, of nature and natural history programming from the BBC, and you can catch it starting this Saturday on your local cable system or satellite system that has BBC America on board. We have Courtney Thomasma, that's the executive director of BBC America. She joins me here in New York this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Tommy Abbott with you live from New York on this Halloween afternoon. We hope you're doing great. If you're going out trick-or-treating with the kids and family tonight, please make it great, make it safe, and join in with our conversation here. Give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Coming up tomorrow on Tomorrow Be Televised at our regular time period, Turner Classic Movies is a very interesting special about the great pioneers of cinema. cinematography. People like William Daniels, Greg Tolan, and James Wong Howe. The project is called Image Makers, and we will have the producer-director Daniel Rain and the writer Michael Sugao will join us as our lead guest tomorrow. And then, what do you think about Apple TV Plus? We will have a discussion about the launch of it tomorrow, and joining me will be my colleague at Media Village, tech columnist Jeff Minsky. And we want to hear from you. Are you going to buy Apple TV Plus? If so, why? If you have Apple TV Plus, or going to have Apple TV Plus, what programs are you watching? What are you looking forward to? So give us a call. We want to hear from you and make a very interactive dialogue about Apple TV Plus. That's tomorrow with Media Village's tech columnist Jeff Minsky. That's tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. With the wealth of programming that you have from the BBC in that arena of nature and natural history, how do you determine what you program at midnight, what you program early morning, what you program midday, what you program at night?
It's a great question, and it's something that we're really excited to explore more with this 24-hour destination of Wonderstruck. So we have, in terms of the programming that you'll see on a typical Saturday, we have, you know, we have the best to pull from. We have Planet Earth 1 and 2, Blue Planet 1 and 2, Frozen Planet, all of your favorite nature series. So you'll get to enjoy that that on any given Saturday. We are also curating the air to make it feel as alive as can be, so that if you're tuning in the morning, you might get to experience a sunrise in Africa alongside an elephant that's taking his morning bath. If you tune in the afternoon, you can see a sloth swimming across a lagoon in Panama. And at night, we might get to see a full moon from Australia. So we will be airing sort of unique time of day content throughout the 24-hour block. So that if you're watching alone on your couch or with your family, you get the feeling that you're experiencing the world alongside alongside other people.
Courtney, people in and out of this genre of programming will tell you that when it comes to the making of these programs, there is something very special about how the BBC does it, that there's a special glow, a special sense, a special sensibility about what they do. How do you define it? What is it?
It's really true. We feel really privileged to be partnered with the BBC Studios Natural History Unit. They essentially invented the genre. They've been in operation for about 60 years, and no one does it better than the BBC. I think part of it is just the amount of time. They have the best experience in the business. They have the most incredible network of wildlife filmmakers in the world. And frankly, it's also the amount of time, attention, care, and investment that they put into their programs. Each year, BBC identifies sort of one big nature program that's going to be their landmark programming event of the year. For those landmarks, each one takes multiple years in the field to film. For each landmark series, they really push the boundaries of technological innovation. Our upcoming series, the next landmark, is called Seven Worlds, One Planet, and it's the first one of these landmarks that takes a deep dive into each of the seven continents of the world. So every episode will look at one continent. This series has the most extensive use of drone technology and drone filmmaking technology ever employed, and it really does allow you to see the world in new and incredible ways. The full series will be coming to BBC America early next year, but to celebrate the launch of Wonderstruck, we are sneak peeking the very first episode of the series called Antarctica. This Saturday at 9 p.m. So if you want to travel literally across the world and get to see sort of this natural history filmmaking at its finest, join us this Saturday, 9 p.m., and you can explore one of the most remote, hostile places on Earth in which wildlife is continuing to thrive.
Now, is the idea for primetime is to have at least one original show sort of in an anchor position, 8 or 9 p.m., Eastern or Pacific, Eastern and Pacific time, where you have a landmark show from the BBC like this one or like the sequel to Blue Planet.
Yeah, so we so the great thing about Wonderstruck is that we can really do it all. We are committed to transforming into this micronet every Saturday. So that means over 2,000 hours annually of great nature programming, and we will be premiering new series regularly throughout the year in that 9 o'clock slot. So Seven Worlds, One Planet, you can see the first episode this Saturday. And then the following week on November 9th, we'll be rolling out a new series called Blue Planet Now, which is a follow-up to our record-breaking Blue Planet 2 from a couple years ago, where we revisit some of the key locations that were filmed in that area, filmed all around the world for that landmark, and just check in on how the health of our oceans are, how wildlife is thriving in the 2 years since that series. So you'll see all kinds of content across the year. We'll be doing fun stunts, you know, for a variety of, we can celebrate National Sloth Day, we can celebrate Fat Bear Week. So we really get the opportunity to dial this network up and down, have fun days. We'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Earth Day coming up next year in a really big way. And it's great to have so many hours to program to really explore the full range of this type of programming.
At some point, will Wonderstruck do live programming, you know, where you go on live on a safari or you go live to this corner of the world, as we've seen?
You know, it's not something we've done. Yeah, it's not something we've done yet. A lot of the programming is filmed live on location. But, yeah, it's a really interesting idea, and I'm sure it's something that we'll be looking into as we continue to expand.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we have somebody in our chat room, so welcome aboard. Thanks for tuning in this Halloween afternoon. You have a question or a comment for Courtney, use the room or ring it in, 646-652-2906. What kind of outreach are you doing with communities or particularly with schools about encouraging people to watch the programming? Or maybe do some special things that they can do at home.
Well, there's a great part of the BBC called BBC Learning that does partner with schools and community organizations across the country to bring some of this great natural history landmark programming, you know, to those environments. So we are really open to and happy for any of those, you know, anyone who's listening, if you have an opportunity, please reach out. Because the great thing about this programming is that it is truly universal. It appeals to viewers of all ages from, you know, 2 to 92, relevant to all parts of the country, all people from all points in the political spectrum. It's truly, you know, transcendent programming. And we know from that research study that we did earlier this year, that because of the unique state that this programming induces, it's called soft fascination. Once people are in this state, they're actually more open to learning. They take in information better. They feel productive and richer as a result of watching this content. And we heard from a lot of families and a lot of parents that said that they use this kind of content and watch it together as a family as a way of educating their children about the world. And we think an all-day experience on Saturday provides the perfect opportunity for families to gather together really at any time of the day and experience the world together and learn as a family unit.
Are there any plans in terms of Saturday morning to slot in shows that are particularly geared at kids or geared at teenagers?
We don't have sort of that laser focus in terms of different programming at different time of day for different demographics. And part of that is because we know just the broad appeal of the programming. When it's at its peak, when it's done at its best, it's engaging storytelling that does appeal to all ages. So we fortunately don't feel like we have to kind of make a concession to have a children-specific programming block because children are just as engaged by the programming as adults are.
You are hearing Courtney Thomasma. She is the executive director of BBC America, the award-winning network that's available on cable and satellite all over the place. And starting this Saturday, they are launching the brand new, as they call it, a micro-neck, Wonderstruck. Courtney joins us live from the Big Apple right here on Tamavi Televised on this final day of October 2019. It's also Halloween Day 2, so the very best of that season to you and all. And Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Happy you're aboard. If you have a question or comment for Courtney or meeting this with her, well, get the phone going, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. If you have a smart TV set or a smart TV device, there's a possibility that you can control more than just a TV set in your home, like your lights, or your air conditioning, or your front door, maybe your home security system, and all that. And coming soon, Facebook has a thing called Portal TV, where if you attach that to your TV set, you can do two-way video chat with your family and friends. It's all part of what is called the Internet of Things movement. How will that movement play into smart TV sets and devices? We'll find out on Monday when my lead guest will be Greg Kahn. He is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Internet of Things Consortium. They'll do a special conference here in New York next month, and they've got some very interesting companies involved, including some TV companies as well. That's Greg Kahn of the Internet Things Consortium. I hope you'll join us for it Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And coming up a week from today, my lead guest will be from the new Disney Plus show, High School Musical the Musical. We will have co-star Matt Cornett. Plus, from Disney Channel, the director of original series and worked on the series, Amanda DiPiazza. It's all coming up next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. What do you see as the future of Wonderstruck? Do you see it going beyond at some point, one day, making it, let's say, its own network available on smart TV sets or smart devices or elsewhere on cable and satellite?
Well, it's a great question. Right now, we are really focused on making this one day, launching this one day, and have it be something that becomes part of our viewers' sort of weekly routines. But we do have ambition to roll this out across multiple platforms. Right now, you can go to at Wonderstruck TV on Instagram and start following us to get daily doses of wonder delivered right into your newsfeed. And we will be launching a companion site to Wonderstruck early next year, WonderstruckTV.com, which will be a great searchable portal for incredible short-form wildlife content. You can come to the portal and search by animal or search by location or, frankly, even search by mood and get incredible stories, incredible wildlife video served up right at your screen.
What can you say right now, Courtney, about what your network is going to do first run next year?
Well, the great news is we're kicking off the year with that one big BBC landmark series that I mentioned earlier in our conversation called Seven Worlds, One Planet. It will be premiering early next year, rolling out over 7 weeks, each week taking a real deep dive on one of our seven continents to let us experience the world really like never before. And we haven't announced our programming slate beyond that, but you can expect a mix of great new first-run content, some fantastic themed stunts, and, again, 24 hours of wildlife and wonder every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, I have to ask about Killing Eve, because it has really become, in many respects, your network's flagship show. It has won Emmy Awards now for both its co-stars, Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer this year, last month at the Emmys, plus Golden Globes, other awards. And, of course, Phoebe Waller-Bridge has become one of the top people, creators in television. Why has Killing Eve become the sensation it has?
Isn't it incredible? It has really been a rocket ship and exceeded all expectations for us. And we think it's really just beginning. I think this show came at the perfect time, told it's a unique format. It's funny and shocking and thrilling and dramatic and hilarious. And we're seeing women at the top of their craft from writing to producing to acting. And it's a true pleasure. I think it's just pleasurable TV. And it's something that we've really seen our viewers respond to.
Is that, by the way, something that you want to press ahead with for 2020, is to get more shows that are, whether it's scripted or unscripted, that are produced and directed, written by women?
Well, the great thing about BBC America, and one of the unique things about how we sit in the landscape here in the U.S., is that we are a multi-genre cable network. And a lot of that is reflective of our parentage from the BBC as the big broadcast network in the UK. So we do a lot of different types of things. We're really excited about launching Wonderstruck and really elevating our nature programming here in the States. We continue to air Doctor Who, the longest running and probably the most passionate fan base of any show that I've seen, which will be coming back with the second season of the first female Doctor. We'll be, you know, continuing to air Killing Eve, a thrilling Emmy Award-winning drama. We also air Top Gear, which is one of the longest-running and most-watched car shows globally. We air darts, competitive professional darts. So we will continue to do a lot of different types of things, and be a great resource and a go-to channel for anyone in the U.S. that's looking for something different.
Wonderstruck, a new full-day home for the best nature and natural history roaming around, premieres this Saturday and runs 24/7, or 24 of the 24/7, starting Saturday and every Saturday thereafter. And remember, you can check out BBC America on your local cable or satellite system. Check the local listing for where it is playing in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the programming online, Wonderstruck, and the rest of the network schedule, bbcamerica.com. It's bbcamerica.com. That's Wonderstruck, starting this Saturday, November 2. Courtney Thomas-Munn, thank you again very much for coming on the program. It's been a delight to have you for the very first time. I hope we can do this again.
Great. Thank you so much, Simon.
You're welcome. And from us to all of you and your staff and crew, a very happy and super safe Halloween. Courtney Thomas-Munn, Executive Director of BBC America, joining me live here in New York. Get ready for our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. You could be a winner, and we'll get to that after we pause for some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. What separates people who specialize in something from people who are, well, they call them generalists, people who know everything, or a lot of everything, or a lot of anything? Well, there's a new audiobook out that might show you that maybe being a generalist could be a great thing to be in life. It's called Range by David Epstein, and you can get it right now as one of the audiobooks you can have from Audible.com. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised and pick up 3 audiobooks as part of a one-month trial. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now this Halloween afternoon on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. And remember, there's a growing catalog of original productions that are known as Audible Originals. It's original audio, it's the best of Broadway, regional theater, and off-Broadway from across the U.S. of A., and one-woman, one-man shows. If you sign up now at audibletrial.com/televised, you get not one, not two, 3 free audiobooks, 2 of them Audible Originals, and a one-month trial. And if you keep on going to a regular subscription, you can order up to 3 books a month, including 2 Audible Originals. And by the way, you get great customer service along the way from the fine folks at Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So on this Halloween afternoon, why not check out for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? Just go to audibletrial.com/televised and go from there. This is Tamari Televised. We are the program all about the tune, what's coming now, what's coming soon, and we're with you Mondays and Fridays, usually at 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, we'll have from the new Turner Classic Movies documentary, Image Makers, producer-director Daniel Rame and writer Michael Sugao. And my colleague at Media Village, tech columnist Jeff Minsky, will join me for a discussion about the premiere tomorrow of Apple TV+. And we want to hear from you. Are you going to buy Apple TV Plus or things like Disney Plus, HBO Max, and Peacock? What's your thoughts about the programming you'll get there? And if you are buying Apple TV Plus tomorrow, or you've made plans to do it, what shows are you looking forward to seeing? I want to hear from you. So join me and Jeff Minsky tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And once again, 1 week from tomorrow, we will have as our lead guest one of the co-stars of Disney Plus's High School Musical, the musical, one of the new original shows you'll find on that service when it premieres on November 12th, Matt Cornett. And we'll have Disney Channel director of original series who worked on the series when it was shot in Utah over the last couple of months, Amanda DiPiazza. That's all next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll have an up segment. Oh, by the way, first, let's get to our classic trivia question of the week. And if you are first to the correct answer, you can win Monty Python FAQ. All that's left to know about spam, bail, spam, nudging, braces, and spam by Chris Persani, Brian Cogan, and Jeff Massey. Here's the question. Get your thinking caps on. If you're first to the correct answer, you can win Monty Python FAQ. Here's the question. Who was the first actor to play Sherlock Holmes on United States television back in 1954? Who was the first actor to play Sherlock Holmes on U.S. television back in 1954? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're emailing from. First correct answer wins. And if you missed the question, we'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. On 1st November, my Twitter handle at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, however you get the answer in, do so. And all the very best, because we want you to be our next Classic Trivia winner. Coming up our next half hour, like I was about to say, we'll have an up segment, find out what's been cooking with that pilot sideways smile on Seed and Spark, and we have some news about another pilot that was shown at the recent Asian American International Film Festival with our good friend Christina Wong, Radical Cram School. But first, we go live to Disney Studios in Hollywood, and we speak with Katie Mullen, the producer of the upcoming ABC special, The Little Mermaid Live. That comes your way after we pause after the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're catching www.blogtalkradioandspeaker.com, the best internet radio on the planet. More than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, your home for the next chapter. It's very unusual radio, and you can hear it this coming Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, the next chapter, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Don't forget Best BTR and Spreaker 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised. Well, those of you just joining us at the bottom of the hour on this Halloween afternoon. Nothing spooky about this. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Delighted you're aboard. Another great guest coming your way in the next half hour. And if you have questions or comments for our guest, well, don't be shy. Raise your voice. Use the number 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Tuesday night, the wonderful world of Disney returns with a very unusual event, The Little Mermaid Live. And joining us live right now from the Walt Disney Studios in Hollywood is executive producer Katie Mullen. Hi, Katie.
Hi, and happy Halloween.
You too, and all the very best to all the Disney folks out there where you are. How are things going getting ready for this live and very unusual special?
It's a hive of activity over here on the Disney lot. We've got sets going in. We've got costumes being finished. We've got our television truck coming in, our cameras being rigged. So it's all coming together, and as you say, it's quite unusual because we're doing something that's never been done before. So we're all very excited about it.
Now, you're not. This is a very unusual way. You're calling this a reimagining, if you will. Define for me and our audience what reimagining is, because I understand in this case it's the original movie, the original animated film, and then you have a live studio audience and you have live action.
We do. So this is a brand new format. We're testing out for the first time. And the idea is we're paying tribute to the amazing film, The Little Mermaid, that I grew up watching, that is beloved across the world, by showing the movie and then bringing to life each of the musical performances with big, spectacular live numbers. And each one has a different celebrity who will be playing one of the roles in the film. So we've got Queen Latifah will be our Ursula for the evening. We have Auli'i Cravalho, who is the voice of Moana, already a Disney princess. She's going to be our Ariel. We have Shaggy as Sebastian. And all of the musical numbers are big, loud, exciting, and they all involve our 450-person audience. So everybody in the audience is a huge Disney fan. And we're encouraging them to be part of the evening by playing along. They'll have props that they can use. They'll have bubble guns when we go underwater. And everyone at home, we want to sing along with us. So it's one big kind of celebration of the movie where all of us get to pay homage to it in a very special way.
Now, there's also a very special twist, which is in addition to having the original songs from the movie, there are some brand new songs, I understand, which Alan Menken, the original composer of The Little Mermaid, is doing with somebody who he worked with on the Broadway adaptation, the Broadway musical that ran several years here in Nueva York, and that's Glenn Slater.
Yes, that's true. So because in the movie, there are all the iconic songs that we know, but also from the Disney musical, from the Broadway musical, there are some fantastic songs that weren't included in the movie, but that we wanted to include in this, so it feels even more exciting, and it offers audiences who know and love the film something different and something new. So there are going to be two new songs. One is a duet, which is very romantic, and the other one is featuring Graham Phillips, who is our Prince Eric, and it's a solo about him singing about Ariel, again, romantic. So we're really excited to stage these in a way that's never been staged before and bring them to an audience who may not have ever seen the Broadway musical, may not know them, but their music is beautiful, just like all of Alan Menken's work. So yeah, it's another kind of little cherry on the top of everything else we're doing of these new songs.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you make a program like this be as seamless as possible, to go from original movie, live performance, original movie, live performance, you know, back and forth for 2 hours?
Well, we put a lot of time and thought into it, and with the idea being that, you know, we have seamless transitions that take us in and out of the animated space. But because we want to keep the storyline, we want to keep the animation, and it's so charming, our job really is to try, the difficult one, is to try and bring to life the magic of Disney in a completely new way and take audiences seamlessly from one world into another. So we have our work cut out because it's a very high bar. The movie is obviously such a special one, but we think we've got lots of great treats for everybody watching, and we hope they really enjoy it.
We are live from the Walt Disney Studios in Hollywood with Katie Vaughn. She's one of the executive producers of The Little Mermaid Live. It's the brand new Wonderful World of Disney presentation. It premieres this coming Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on ABC. And she joins us live, as I said, from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Finally, I'm going with you live from New York. We're at 69 degrees at the top of the hour. This may be the last time in a while that we're going to have the temperature in this fair city up that high, because we're supposed to get a lot of rain overnight, and then we go back to the early 60s, 50s, and maybe even the 40s next week, according to the early forecast on Good Morning America and other places like that. Anyway, if you have a question or comment for our guest, ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Remember, coming up tomorrow on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll have the producer, director, and writer of the new Turner Classic Movie special, Image Makers, about the people who pioneered the art of cinematography in motion pictures. People like Greg Toland, who did Citizen Kane with none other than Orson Welles, or William Daniels, who did one of my favorite films shot here in the Big Apple, The Naked City. But before that, he was a big player in the world of silent films. And James Wong Howe, one of the great cinematographers of all time, for the diversity and versatility of his work. We'll have producer director Daniel Rain. We'll have writer Michael Swagow will be joining us. And then for the second half hour, I'll be joined by my colleague tomorrow at Media Village. He's the tech columnist, Jeff Minsky, and we will talk about Apple TV Plus's launch tomorrow and how it goes. And we want to hear from you. Are you going to buy Apple TV Plus? Or am I going to buy Disney Plus? Or HBO Max? Or BET Plus? Or Peacock? And what kind of shows would you like to see if you get those services? So make sure you call us or use our chat room and be interactive with the conversation. That's all tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How long, Katie, had ABC and Disney looked at doing a special like this?
Well, actually, we were going to do it a couple of years ago, and the date got pushed. So we did a lot of the creative work back then. We noodled how we would do it. We came up with a lot of the concepts and ideas. And actually, we found out that we were going to be doing it again earlier this year. So it gave us about 6 months to take the work we creatively done and take it to a whole new level. So we got kind of two bites of the cherry, which is brilliant. So we had a lot of time to prepare this. So usually when we do a lot of live television, you usually have a very short amount of time to pull a whole ton of stuff together. But in this case, because Disney have been ABC Disney have been such brilliant supporters, they have given us 6 months to pull all these elements together. We have creatives from all kinds of different fields. We've got puppets that have been made in an incredible shop here in Los Angeles. We've got costumes that have been flown in from all over America. And it, the best thing about us doing it this year was I really think we've landed on the perfect cast, because Queen Latifah is such an icon, and when she performs as Ursula, it takes it to a whole new place that nobody has ever seen before. And it's the same with every single one of our cast is incredibly talented and incredibly dedicated, and everyone feels a huge amount of pressure to get this right. So everybody's been working very, very long hours, and even though we've had a good amount of time to prepare, there's still a ton that we have to do in the next few days to pull it all together and to make it perfect. So that's what everyone's busy doing, just rehearsing, so that when we go live, it's completely and utterly perfect.
When you were casting, what were you looking for in terms of people to fill a specific role? For example, it's an actor for Olie Gravallo, who had done so well with Moana, the feature film, to be Ariel, the lead, the Little Mermaid herself. But what about, for example, John Stamos? Like I said, he had done a Hollywood Bowl production of Little Mermaid live before for the audience there. And then you have Queen Latifah, who, you know, can do anything, both in front and behind the camera. And what about also Shaggy, who is a Grammy Award-winning star, singer, DJ, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, we spent a good amount of time looking at the casting, and we really wanted to find the right talent for the role, and we also wanted to find the right mix. And the other important thing to us was that all of them were huge fans of the film, because I think there's going to be an energy in that room that cannot be replicated, because every single person on stage that we've cast is, you know, loves the movie, and every single person in our audience is a huge super fan of the movie too. So I think that so those were kind of three of the things we really tried to concentrate hard on. And with Ao Lee, you know, there's an innocence to Ariel that very few people that we looked at could actually take on and sell. And she has a vocal. The other thing is the songs in the movie are incredibly hard to sing, and especially live. You know, they didn't have to do that for the movie, but on our stage, there's nowhere to hide vocally. You know, they have to deliver something, you know, note perfect. And with Ao Lee, she has a sweetness to her voice. She can hit every note, and she's bringing a whole new energy to it and a whole new sound to it that actually I think fans totally love. So that was a huge thing. It's like, you know, they had to be able to sing live as well. Shaggy, he's Mr. Bombastic. He's a lot of fun. Whenever he walks out on the stage, he has this absolute charm to him that has brought a different spin on Sebastian as well, the character. Queen Latifah, like you say, she can do anything. She is an absolute pro. She's won Emmy, she's won Grammy, she's been nominated for Oscars. She is fantastic, and she's such a lovely human being. And then suddenly she goes into character and becomes this evil sea witch Ursula, and everybody in the room gets their hairs in the back of their neck goes up because she's so terrifying. So, yeah, and John Stamos, again, brilliant character actor, absolute Disney fan, loves this film, and just really wanted to be part of it. So that he was somebody that really was a no-brainer for us to cast, because he is absolutely brilliant as Chef Louis.
Yeah. Earlier this year, ABC struck pay dirt with another form of live television, the work with Norman Lear, live in front of a studio audience with Jimmy Kimmel, where two classic episodes, one of All in the Family and one of the Jeffersons, was presented live, recreate, if you will, before a live studio audience. It won any award for the work. I'm just curious, was there anything that you and your crew learned from that exercise that you can apply to this one?
Well, I think that, you know, again, as I was saying before, that actually it's the love in the room, like with Norman Lear and with everybody associated with him and that project. The passion and the love shone through, and I think that's why it was such a success, because everyone was completely invested and completely committed to getting it, you know, to doing it perfectly and to doing him justice. And I feel like I think that's what we learned, was that, you know, really you can do everything technically perfect, but unless there is that heart and soul and passion on stage, it's not gonna come through the TV and connect with an audience. So I think from that production, we learned that, you know, ABC know what they're doing, and they have a great, huge amount of trust to bring in the right people, and that, you know, really it's all about finding a cast and a team that believe in a project and will do absolutely everything within their power to deliver it.
Speaking of talented people, you got a great one in terms of calling the shots on this. That's Hamish Hamilton. Talk about working with him.
Oh, yes. Hamish is a fantastic director. I would say he's the best live camera director in the world. He does the Super Bowl halftime show. He's directed the Oscars. He's worked with Beyonce, Lady Gaga, absolutely everyone. And he is a creative tour de force and also a genuinely lovely man. And he has been working incredibly long hours putting this together with our fantastic creative team. And, yeah, I mean, there isn't a safer pair of hands to be in a live truck when anything can happen. He has done so many hours of live TV that he's thought of everything ahead of time. He's planned every shot. He knows exactly what he wants to get. And he's just fantastic at putting talent at ease and them knowing that when they walk on stage, they're going to look the best they can, they could possibly look. And that actually every nuance of their performance will be captured by him because he thinks about it so long and hard that, you know, he's just got a real, real talent for doing, for capturing performance in the right way and delivering great live shows.
The Little Mermaid Live is a brand new Wonderful World of Disney special, and it happens next Tuesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and I believe also Pacific Time on your local ABC station. We are live from the Walt Disney Studios in Hollywood with Katie Mullen. She's one of the executive producers on the special, and we're delighted to have her with us this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Abbott, I'm with you live from New York. Thank you again for joining us on this Halloween afternoon, final day of October 2019. If you are going out, cannot say it enough, if you're going out with kids or by yourself, this Halloween night, please be safe. If you're working with kids, please direct them beautifully and direct them safely. And check the streets also. That definitely pays off in the long run. And if you have a question or a comment for Katie, don't be shy. Make your voice heard, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Got some wonderful people coming away on Smart Be Televised next week. On Monday, we'll have the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Internet of Things Consortium, Greg Kahn. How will smart TV sets and smart devices play into this whole Internet of Things phenomenon? Could they become the way you control more than just your television set? I'm talking your air conditioning, your room temperature, your garage door, your front door, your refrigerator, your microwave oven, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Greg will talk about that, and we'll also preview a brand-new conference that his group is doing here in New York next month. And coming next Friday, as a preview of Disney Plus, which premieres on November 12th, we will have the co-star of one of those new shows that will be running, High School Musical, the musical, Matt Cornett. Plus, from Disney Channel, the director of original series that worked with Matt and the crew on that series, Amanda DiPiazza. That's all next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. Katie, a couple of weeks ago, we had the great pleasure of having on this program Neil Marone, who was his late partner, Craig Sedan, really brought the live Broadway musical to television for the last 5-6 years with NBC, with The Sound of Music, with The Wiz Live, more recently, such shows as Hairspray Live, and last year won the Emmy for Jesus Christ Superstar Live. Where do you think we are at with the idea of putting live Broadway musicals on television?
Well, I think the public still love it. I mean, you know, there's something about, you know, the immediacy of live and the appointment to view and knowing, you know, there's always a risk it could go wrong. I think people love that. And so I think it's just a natural progression that all of these great stories and all of these fantastic narratives that we've enjoyed in theaters or that we've enjoyed on the movie screen also come to TV as these live specials. And I think, you know, they are fantastic properties, and this is a new way of, it's a new way of, you know, reimagining them, reinventing them, and enjoying them afresh. So, I mean, I hope that it carries on for many years to come, because I'm really enjoying doing this one, and I would love to do another one next year, maybe another Disney one.
We should point out that we had Neil on a couple weeks ago because of the Lifetime movie he did, his first without his late partner, Patsy and Loretta, about Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, that was on Lifetime several weeks ago and got very good reviews, by the way, for it. Directed by Callie Corey of Thelma and Louise fame, the Oscar winner, who also did Nashville for ABC and then for TNT the last two seasons. Is there a particular song from The Little Mermaid, either film or the Broadway production, that you hope people who may not have heard it before or have passed it by before will appreciate with this production?
Oh, that's a good question, because I can't, daily I fall in love with a different one more and more. So yesterday we rehearsed part of your world, but the reprise. So after Ariel's found Eric, he saved him from the shipwreck, and he's washed up on the beach. And we have an incredible music team who have taken a lot of the songs from the film, and where they weren't big performances, but there was a musical moment, they've taken that, they've reorchestrated it with Alan Menken, rearranged it, and come up with a completely new way of hearing it. So that performance actually is stunningly beautiful. And what Alan and the team have done with the arrangement and the orchestra, because every song in our live presentation has been re-recorded with a full live orchestra and new arrangements. So there's a real, that one I feel is a real treat, because it's something that people know from the movie, but we've taken it to a whole new level. So I think that one, a lot of people might not even remember it in the movie, but with this and with the presentation and with Al Lee's incredible vocals, I think it's going to be a really special moment in the show. I think it'll be a real highlight.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, after Tuesday night, are there plans to replay the show somewhere, either on ABC or maybe a Disney Plus attraction or on Disney Channel?
Yes, it's going to go to Disney Plus. So it will be on their streaming service after it's aired live on ABC.
And again, Disney Plus premieres all over the place on smart TV sets and smart TV devices on November 12th. Katie, what's next for you after Tuesday night? What's your next project?
Oh, well, there's lots of stuff going on. I'm actually working on some top secret stuff for early next year, which we're in the middle of pitching, so I can't tell you about that. I have a quieter time up until Christmas, and then hopefully one of those projects. And then, you know, if this goes really well, I would obviously love to start talking about what we're doing next year with ABC. So fingers crossed lots of people tune in and watch it and love it as much as we think they're going to.
Well, you saw what happened with Live in Front of a Studio Audience. They're going to be doing another two more specials. One will be, I believe, over the holiday season, and one in 2020. If you can't say much about the new projects, are they in the musical theater vein? Are they TV series or are the specials? Can you say what genre they're going to be in?
Yeah, there's one which is they're both music specials, and then there's one which is actually a theatrical experience. So. The company, our production company, Dun & Dusted, does a big range of stuff. So we do everything from stuff around the Super Bowl to the Emmys to, you know, Shakira's concert film. So we have a really diverse range of things. We do a lot of award shows as well. So we're always looking for exciting new projects to do. And that's why when this one came up, it was a great one. And yeah, but music is kind of where our heart lies, and that's kind of where we all grew up. We did a lot of we all worked on with lots of big name artists and lots of music specials. So that's kind of that always seems to be one of the things that pulls us back that we love to do.
The Wonderful World of Disney presents The Little Mermaid Live next Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, 2-hour special on your local ABC station. Check your local listing where ABC is available in your area. And for more details about the program and the network online, go to ABC or abc.go.com. That's ABC or abc.go.com. The Wonderful World of Disney presents The Little Mermaid Live next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Katie Mullen, one of the executive producers on the program, thank you very much for taking time out of what I'm sure is a very busy time the next few days for making this special happen. Good luck with the special Tuesday night. And from all of us to all of your gang out there, have a wonderful, great Halloween.
Thank you, Simon. You too. Thanks for having me. And, make sure you watch everyone. I can't wait to show you what we've got in store.
All right. You got it, Katie. All the greatest. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Katie Mullen, executive producer of The Little Mermaid Live, joining us live from the Walt Disney Studios in Hollywood. And now it's time for Up as an Update, where we update you on some of the guests and topics we have in this program. Back on Monday, we updated you on Sideways Smile, which was one of the pilots that we showcased from the Asian American National Film Festival's first ever TV and web pilot showcase. And for those who didn't catch our episode Monday, it's about an Asian American woman's, let's say, new relationship with, and let me be sensitive about it, very ultra sensitive, her private parts. We had Hang Won, who is the producer, director, writer of that program on. They made 6 episodes. They are now currently playing on Cedar Spark. And for the last few days, they've been trying to raise $15,000 in crowdfunding off Cedar Spark, which, by the way, Cedar Spark is available as a 24-hour service on Roku, that smart TV device. Well, as of Monday, we told you that they had raised over $7,000, 50% plus of their goal. As of 1 o'clock this afternoon, make that 55% of their goal of $15,000, specifically $8,255. We'll have another update of Sideways Smile on tomorrow's episode. And there's 2 weeks to go, by the way, for that crowdfunding campaign. If you want to know more about it and see the episodes for yourself, StephenSpark.com. And also, we have another dip for you in the up pile. Remember, about a month ago, we brought you Christina Wong, and we talked about her project, Radical Cram School. Well, they made a bunch of episodes already that played all over the web, and I'm happy to tell you that they have now completed 6 more episodes, and those episodes will start in January 2020 in various places on the web and maybe even on television. That's Radical Cram School with Christina Wong. If you want to hear our interview with her, go to www.blogclubradio.com/televised, and we'll let you know when the date is happening, and maybe we'll bring Christina back. She was a delight. Met her at the film festival here in New York, and I'll tell you, if you haven't seen Radical Cram School, check it out somewhere on the web. It's so, so funny. And I still think it should become a regular series. Maybe it will when these 6 episodes get played in January. Again, I want to thank all of our guests for being here today and all of you for tuning in. Remember, coming up tomorrow on Tomorrow We Tell Lies at a regular time, we'll have Daniel Rehm and Michael Sligao. They are the producer, director, writer, respectively, of the brand new Turner Classic Movies special Image Makers, about the pioneers of film cinematography. And I'll be joined by Media Village's tech columnist Jeff Minsky, and we'll discuss the premiere tomorrow of Apple TV Plus. Let me do something very interesting tomorrow in advance of that segment. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, if in fact it does happen. But we want to hear from you. Are you going to buy Apple TV Plus? If so, why, for what shows, and all that stuff. So please be part of our interactive segment with Jeff Minsky of Media Village. And if you want to catch Jeff's work before then, go to MediaVillage.com. My work, too, as well. Remember, if you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed along the way, we have all of our episodes, this episode and all of our October episodes, available for you at blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, we have the podcast version available as well. It's available on iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and, of course, iHeartRadio.com through the iHeartRadio podcast network. Just go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow We Tell Lies in the search bar, click, and you're in. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the projects we discussed on today's episode? What's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going? Love to hear. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name, where you're emailing from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week, which if you get into it, you could win the Monty Python FAQ book. And don't forget, that's also how you get involved in our show. You know, is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? We'll give it the attention, but you got to let us know about it. So use that email, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Also, find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonCWBT. We respond to what you have to say. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants, not those of Blog Talk Radio Speaker and iHeartRadio. Our production associate BTR's Karis Williams. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Schoenberg is executive content producer. The co-founders of BTR, Al Levy, and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Tell Lies is brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a trio of great audiobooks and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. But Tomorrow We Tell Lies, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, safe Halloween time tonight. If you're going with the kids or by yourself, particularly with the kids, please be careful. Please be safe. Please be great and direct those kids in a beautiful way. We are back with you 1st of November tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio Speaker and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned. As they used to say on CBS Radio Mystery Theater, in the voice of E.G. Marshall, pleasant dreams.